much. I would like to just say that, and just kind of take a step back into the issue of balance. I think it's very important to acknowledge that lots of the solutions we are trying to find exist already in international law that was agreed upon all of the member states. And it is engraved into the international instruments, both global and regional. So, for example, you know, rights may be limited, but those rights, that the tests that are prescribed that speak about how those limitations may exist, they have to be prescribed by law. So there must be legal certainty about it. Why is being adopted? What does it mean? Then it has to be proportionate. It means it has to target the issue and the risk specific to the case. They have to be necessary and they have to be temporary. And I think the temporariness is quite important standard, meaning that any emergency situation must have sunset clause and deadlines by which it should end. And that's the most difficult part because it requires oversight and scrutiny and collaboration. And for all these limitations to be really balanced and understood by the public, by civil society, it means that there has to be a trust in what the government is doing. And trust can be achieved by consultation, by dialogue, by clear communication. And this is where I think the countries that have managed to find solutions to some of the issues have been successful, because they have been working together with civil society and communities to be able to bring confidence into the measures, even if they were restricted, and not to impose blanket restrictions. So, for example, as I said, in terms of the emergency measures, a continuous discussion with parliaments in terms of do we still need them? Why do we still need them? How long should we prolong them? Has enabled countries to do it step by step and withdraw that feeling from people that they're just there to impose it on them and restrict their freedom. So that the people have felt confident that the government really did in a detailed way reviews how much restriction is necessary and why, and it has communicated clearly. So, for example, in the case of freedom of assembly, governments have said, look, blanket assemblies are not useful because when they're, if we just blanketly restrict them, then the right is non-existent. As Ms. Govender just said, you know, as long as the right is exercised and allowed in some form, there could be a restriction. So, for example, a country has said we are going to restrict gatherings, but we are going to exempt opinion shaping assemblies, demonstrations, and political meetings. So they're saying that can exist. Other countries have went in to find specific scenarios in which they can work with protest organizers to ensure that protesters wear masks, that they kept a certain distance. And so that has allowed for a management of the issue. Freedom of expression and access to information. I mean, many governments have established portals where they openly speak about the issues, when they share information about the pandemic, and they invite opinions about what they're doing and about the data they're handling in order to make groups confident that they can be able to contribute to the decision that is being made. They haven't shut down internet and media groups when they have organized online protests, but they have allowed them to exist and to be able to operate. That's another example of how, even though some physical meetings couldn't happen, governments have facilitated through technologies for people to come together and to voice what they think. A final example perhaps I can make is around technology and privacy. Lots of debates were about the COVID apps and how, what do they mean? And I think many human rights activists agree that when governments adopted apps and rules around the COVID apps, when the data is shared with but not with authorities in a way that they can track them, but in a way that they can only gather geolocation data to be able to match them with another person, but their own privacy is still anonymous. The use of app is not enforced, it's voluntary. They can delete it. Here in the UK, where I live, we were able to delete the data if we were feeling uncomfortable and reinstall it in order to communicate with the community in case there were certain infections. So I think these kind of measures are really important to be able to bring confidence, as I said, and find the right balance. And if there is a mistake, to really correct it.